Street right across from Lord and Taylor over here on Fifth Avenue. Look at all these millennials up here. American flag. I'm gonna go into this event. There it is, 415 Fifth Avenue. Going on for a couple days. Paul Slack, it's Good News Planet. Who's those millennials? Simon. Paul Slackis, how you doing?
Very good, thank you, Paul.
What's your last name, Simon?
Berger.
Berger.
Yeah.
Where are you from, Simon?
I live in Portugal, and ooh, I'm from London originally.
All right, congratulations. Yeah. Sounds like good places. The new Secretary Beautiful General places. Is from Portugal, so
yeah,
we
good.
Have lots of the United Nations. So you're a worldly guy, and now you're here in New York, for a millennial conference. Tell us about it.
Well, it's the first time we've been to New York. It's in the Big Apple. We've brought M2020 to probably the funnest city on earth, if that's a word. We've been to London. We've been into Singapore. And we're now right in the middle of Fifth Avenue in New York. M2020's a... I don't know, it's more than an event, really. It's an exhibition, it's a conference, it's a meeting place, it's a forum. We do fantastic food, we do interactive showcases, we have lots of networking. I suppose the whole concept for us is that you come away with something. You come away with a learn, a teach, you've felt something, you've shared something, you've bought something, you've sold something, whatever it might be. So it's a real cacophony of different, different things as an event.
What is a millennial?
What is a millennial? It's the age-old question. A millennial really
it is age-old,
yeah,
I think.
It is. That's exactly what it is. It's a demographic, but our show's nothing to do with any demographic. It's really more of a mindset and an attitude, and the millennial mindset and attitude is what every big brand and every big retailer, all the way down to the smallest companies in the world, those are the consumers that they're trying to identify, retain, attract, and engage with. And it's a brand new way of doing business. We say it's not a revolution, but it's an evolution. And it's an, business has evolved to such a great extent that this show is a must attend, really, for anyone.
So it's in your mind, just because there's a little clarity for those, it's not like advertising or marketing to the, say, 30-year-olds or the 28 to 30, because the demographics are actually quite important and run the ad agency, which is Madison Avenue across the street.
Sure.
So you don't see it in that same manner.
No, I don't. I think you could change the word millennial for today's consumer and tomorrow's consumer. I think the fact that millennials are the first tech natives as a demographic ever, but all future demographics are going to be tech natives. So I think there'll be a lot more similarity. I think that the level of evolvement has to change right now will never ever be the same again.
Aha, uh-huh, okay, yeah. So even my little grandkids are tech natives. I love that word.
Yeah, I got it's a horrible story I was told. The last bastion of not having a screen or not being technical was to read a bedtime story to your children. And some guys come up with an idea of doing that via a screen. I just thought to myself, really, that's taking it too far. So please, goodness, if that ever comes on the market, don't buy it. A book and a makeup story will always be better than a screen story at bedtime.
All right, I'm with you too. I've made thousands of TV shows, yeah. And I hardly watch much TV. It's a passive medium.
Yeah.
And a screen, a television show.
Absolutely.
I mean, you got to climb in there's no way you can, that's why a lot of times they shoot close-ups just to make you feel a little bit closer to the couch potato.
Absolutely.
So
you can't beat
you got
3D.
A good thinking here. I like this.
You cannot beat 3D. Whatever you look on a screen, even if it's a 3D screen, it's still 2D. The human experience is 3D. You can, it's just, for me, tech plays a great role, but it's certainly not everything.
All right. So, in essence, us shaking hands like a human beings, it still works for you?
Absolutely.
You feel the vibes?
It's the only way. I suppose the one other thing I'd say about M2020 and why I love it is that, unlike other shows in this space, which bring startups into a room and then bring a whole load of VCs into the room to look at them and potentially invest with them, what we do at Millennial 2020 is we have that as part of our ecosystem, but the main point of difference for us is that we introduce those innovators and disruptors, the entrepreneurs who are coming up with those new vendor solutions, directly into the big brands and retailers in the world. In other words, we introduce them to a paying customer, which hopefully business doesn't change. You need to make profits. It's not about revenue or funding. It's about profit. So you need to be being introduced to paying customers. And by the way, that's the way you go, you can keep 100% of your equity. You don't have to dilute like you would to VCs. So, I mean, there's a whole, whole charge of new companies coming in to invest in new startups. But my advice to any startup is find a customer as much as you can and keep all the equity to yourself because you deserve it.
I love this thinking. Last, two quick questions.
Sure.
We are a Good News broadcast and we like to feature good news or ask people, what is good news for you, personal or business?
Good news for me is family. I love family. I'm happiest out on the sea fishing. I'm a big blue water fisherman. Good news for me is people getting on, people helping others. And I think really mentorship, and I love this word mentorship because actually the mentor now gains as much from the mentee. But I've always said to anyone who's starting a business, find someone good who can be your sounding board, your mentor, whatever you call them. But believe me, I've been a mentor to many people, but I've learned just as much than they'll ever would of me. So they're that, and never more so than now. The reciprocity between parent, child, teacher, student, mentor, mentee, big brand startup is immense.
Brilliant thinking. Thank you. I use an English term. Brilliant. The last question. We're very involved with the International Day of Peace, World Peace Day. It's September 21st. 193 countries raised their hands. I've asked thousands of people, and we do stuff here in Times Square, Central Park, blah, blah, and the rest around the world. And so I've asked thousands of people, what does peace mean to them? And I'd like to ask that of you, Simon.
Sure. Peace for me is all about acceptance and tolerance. In all colors, creeds, race, opinions. We're all humans. And at the end of the day, peace means to me, until we believe that, genuinely, all of us, there'll never be peace. Sadly, I think we're a long way off from that. And maybe also to change the haves and the have-nots, change that ratio, that might help along the way. But everyone should be tolerant, accepting, and loving each other.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Simon.
Pleasure.
Thank you.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.